I only have one purpose. That's it. Besides doing my homework, just to introduce Carl DeZeus. Take it away, Carl.
Thank you, Gage. We appreciate your introduction today. I am Carl DeZeus. I am back. Whether you are watching us on HLN online or on iTunes, we thank you for checking out CNN Student News. It is Tuesday, October 26th, and the countdown is on to next week's midterm elections. Candidates are focusing on some of the same big issues that we heard about back in 2008, the economy, health care, immigration, education. The laws that cover how the government deals with those issues are written by Congress, as you've studied in government class. And in this midterm, all of the 435 voting seats in the U.S. House of Representatives are up for election, plus more than a third of the U.S. Senate. With 1 week to go before the big day, we are getting down to the wire on this, and Megan Hughes has a report for us on how the efforts are going and some predictions for Election Day. Take a listen.
With a week to go, both parties are pulling out the big guns. President Obama will raise money for Democrats in Rhode Island. First Lady Michelle Obama will campaign with Democrats in Washington State and California. And we're hearing Palin power may head back to Delaware to push for Tea Party candidate Christine O'Donnell.
It's so that those students
and the debates are hot. The head of the Democratic National Committee is predicting Democrats will keep control of Congress. And party strategists say polls are moving in the Democrats' favor as we get closer to Election Day.
The Republicans have not closed this deal in so many races. There's more toss-up races than there ever have been. And in a lot of these races, what people aren't focusing on are the third-party candidates.
The Republican leadership is forecasting the party will take the House and the Senate. And GOP strategists say voters have heard the party's message.
I think they see the Republican Party in this election as the party of change. We'll see that a week from tomorrow.
Republicans need to pick up 39 House seats to take control. Some analysts estimate that as many as 90 seats currently held by Democrats are in play. It is less likely they'll have enough wins to take over in the Senate. In Washington, Megan Hughes for CNN Student News.